The stump speeches of John Kerry and John Edwards include daily attacks on the president's economic record. They often focus on the more than 2 million U.S. jobs that have been lost over the past 3 years. The administration says the economy is on the rebound, and President Bush did that again in a speech today. But the White House is also backing away from a specific forecast it made earlier this month about 2.6 million new jobs this year. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's message in a speech this afternoon at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building covered familiar territory. The economy is turning around, he said, and tax cuts enacted during his first term are the reason.
Tax relief is working. Factory orders are up. Housing is strong. Unemployment rate is down from 6.3% last June to 5.6% in January. I mean, things are positive.
But the president, who had just emerged from a private meeting with a small group of citizens, including some business owners, warned that the tax cuts all have an expiration date, some next year, others over the next 7 years. Referring to what he called tax raisers and spenders in Washington, he called on the Congress, which is controlled by his own party, to make the tax cuts permanent.
All the tax cuts we passed are set to expire. But the Congress giveth, the Congress taketh away.
Tax cuts, the president said, have already led to the creation of new jobs, and as an example, he pointed to one of those he met with today. Rex Hammock runs a publishing business in Nashville. The president noted he has 25 employees, including some new hires.
He added 2 last year, and he plans on adding 5 this year. Now, there's a lot of Rexes in the country, and you put 2 on here and 5 on there, and all of a sudden, there's a lot of people beginning to find jobs.
But despite such optimism, the president did not cite a projection included in his own economic report to Congress last week that the economy will create 2.6 million jobs this year. In fact, the White House has been distancing itself from that number this week, now saying it was a projection pulled together by the numbers crunchers at the Council of Economic Advisers. Treasury Secretary John Snow and Commerce Secretary Don Evans have each declined to endorse that number this week or to offer another. The president himself failed to endorse the number when asked about it directly yesterday in the Oval Office, and Press Secretary Scott McClellan has spent the past 2 days giving indirect answers to questions about the shift.
I mean, the forecast you point to, it was a snapshot in time. It was based on the data available at that point in time. This president is focused on one thing, and that is creating as robust an environment as possible for job creation. He is encouraged by the direction the economy is going. And this debate ought to focus on the policy decisions that are being made. And the policies that we are pursuing are working.
But it's not like the president has shied away from making job predictions in the past. His economic report last year projected 1.7 million new jobs for 2003. It didn't happen. In fact, there was a loss of 400,000 jobs. And even though there have been job gains in the past several months, the pace of the increases has been far too slow to meet the administration's projections for the year, so the administration is downplaying the forecast. Economists do expect continued job growth, but in an election year, the White House does not want to be seen as falling short of its own goal. All the same, the president's opponents are working hard to burn that number, 2.6 million new jobs, into voters' minds before November. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.